This is MemberCare Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
I'd like to thank you for joining us. I'm Scott Hollinger, and with me once again is Edmund Speaker. Edmund, welcome back. It's good to have
Thank
you back
you.
For another Leadership from the Inside. So tell me, what motivated you to come up with this series?
Well, as you know, Scott, I have been traveling extensively for many years and been in touch with people from many cultures. It has been fascinating for me to watch how people are so different, nevertheless also so similar. Being a German, I enjoy doing things. My culture teaches me that much of my self-worth is determined by how much or how well I produce and how productive I am.
Right. Well, I think I can identify with it. And I would say, isn't it a good thing, though, to have a really good work ethic? Actually, it is the main reason why some nations are better off than others. That's what it appears.
Yes. If you put working in opposition to laziness, then working is definitely better. Actually, it's even recommended in Scripture when we read that he who doesn't work should also not eat. Mm. But work should never be the main and only purpose in life. We are human beings, not human doings. We are created by God in his image. Therefore, we should first know him and honor him. We are created for more than material things. We have been given a body, soul, and spirit.
But the image of God in man has been tarnished because of the fall. The first human beings, Adam and Eve, rebelled against God's command and brought sin into this world. And that is why they were expelled from paradise, and that is why the earth was cursed. God had warned them that they would die if they were to eat from the forbidden fruit.
And die they did. The Bible tells that since the fall of Adam and Eve, every human being is born spiritually dead in sin and trespasses. We also learn that after the fall, when Adam and Eve had lost their innocence and before they were driven out of paradise, that God made garments of skin for them and clothed them. He killed an animal so that they could survive in the hostile new environment. That was the first sacrifice in history. It certainly is no coincidence that there is an understanding in almost every religion for the need of atonement. Something or somebody must pay the price to reconcile man to God. Something or somebody must pay the price to reconcile man to God. The Bible states in the Old Testament that there is no forgiveness of sin without the shedding of blood.
As I hear you say this, Edmund, it would seem that that only confirms the institution of the animal sacrifices in the Old Testament, mm-hmm. which were symbolic and pointing to the ultimate sacrifice, the Lord Jesus Christ, who himself became our substitute on the cross. And further, I guess this is why John the Baptist, when he saw Jesus, said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Well, of course, now there's no need for animal sacrifices or to pay for our own redemption. Because of what Jesus did for us, by dying for our sins on the cross, we can be saved by faith in him as our Redeemer.
How amazing, how wonderful. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
Well, Edmund, this has raised a question, though, for me, and that is, what has the understanding of the need for atonement to do with leadership?
Well, Scott, this is a crucial matter. For somebody to be a leader with purpose and lasting influence, he needs to be motivated by the fear of God. He needs wisdom, and the Bible says that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Mm. A leader needs to know how to make the right choices. He needs to lead from the values of his heart. Let me explain why it is so critical for us to know about the beginning of human history. The Bible tells us of the two sons of Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel.
Abel.
The Bible tells us of the two sons of Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel. Cain, the oldest, was a farmer, and Abel a shepherd. But both knew how their parents disobeyed God in the Garden of Eden, and knew about the first sacrifice and the need for atonement. Both demonstrated this by offering to the Lord. Now, Cain brought an offering from the fruit of the ground. He was a farmer. And Abel brought from the firstlings of the flock. He was a shepherd. Here we see the difference. Abel was motivated by the fear of God. He knew about his shortcomings before the Holy God and that he needed forgiveness, atonement. He sacrificed an animal on his behalf. Now, Cain, in contrast, was proud of his work and dared to offer the results of his sweat and labor to God as if to say that he was atoning for himself. And the Bible says that the Lord had regard for Abel and his offering, but for Cain and his offering, he had no regard.
Edmund, that is really very sad. Cain was not only full of himself and very proud, but he also disregarded God's warning. He didn't fight the battle against sin in his heart and ended up killing his brother. What a tragedy.
Well, speak about it. Now, analyzing what happened, we see that God didn't have regard for Cain's offering because God looks at the heart. Even the expression of Cain's face displayed the attitude of his heart, and that is why God warned him. We read in the Bible, God speaking to Cain, "Why are you angry, and why is your countenance fallen? If you do well, will not your countenance be lifted up? And if you do not well, sin is crouching at the door, and its desire is for you, but you must master it." Unfortunately, like his parents had first done, he used the gift of free choice against God's warning. Let's never forget that choice to be independent from God is sin. That caused the fall of mankind in the first place. To act independent from God by putting self on the throne of your heart is the core of sinful behavior.
Cain rejected what Abel had understood and humbly accepted, namely that man is a sinner and separated from God and in need of atonement in order to be justified. Cain rebelled in his heart and was overcome by sin, which sadly led to the death of his brother.
Yeah, and Abel was accepted before God because he had been forgiven through the atonement of the innocent blood of a lamb sacrifice. The Bible calls Abel a just person. But Cain was cursed and became vagrant and a wanderer on the earth and became the father of a line of rebellious and sinful people. So leadership from the inside that brings honor to God and benefits people happens from a humble heart that accepts the need for redemption through the blood of the Lamb of God, which is Jesus Christ.
Edmund, this underscored your concern when you remind us that as human beings, we should not value ourselves first by what we do, rather by who we are and what is the core motivation of our heart.
Yes, and the temptation for every leader is to impose his own agenda instead of asking God's direction. As I understood the importance of leading from the inside, from the heart that is in tune with God, it revolutionized my leadership style and gave me great hope and peace. Leadership in the end is not about me and my will. Leadership is about God working through me his will.
Edmund, thanks for sharing those very encouraging words with us today. And it encourages my heart to hear you say this. And because I am atoned through the blood of Christ on the cross, I am his child. His spirit lives in me. And now I can expect him to lead through me.
Amen.
This feature is a presentation of MemberCare Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.